winter storm turns deadly. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Officials in Texas say at least two people are dead as an ice storm batters the state and the region. Treacherous driving conditions have been reported, and the ice has knocked out power to thousands.
Approximately 1,600 roads are impacted. TxDOT has used more than 1.3 million gallons of brine and other material to treat the roadways.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, that storm's expected to impact Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Tennessee over the next several days. New York Republican Congressman George Santos says he is temporarily stepping down from his two congressional committees. Santos has faced numerous calls for his resignation and is facing multiple investigations by prosecutors over his personal and campaign finances and lies about his resume and family background. President Joe Biden was in New York City today, kicking off a key rail improvement project in the busy Northeast Corridor.
President Biden says it is critical that the Hudson River Tunnel be rebuilt now.
The structure is literally deteriorated. The roof is leaking, the floor is sinking, plus it was badly damaged by Superstorm Sandy.
The tunnel links New Jersey and New York, carrying products and people 24/7. The president says the new look will be twin tunnels with fewer delays. It's part of an overall gateway project replacing bridges and technology along the corridor. He credits the bipartisan infrastructure law for funding the improvements and putting more Americans to work.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Alec Baldwin has been formally charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter after the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of his movie Rust in October of 2021. The film's armorer has also been charged. Both face up to 5 years in prison if convicted. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for the West to ramp up support as he visits wounded soldiers in southern Ukraine today.
Air raid sirens sounded across Ukraine today as Russian bombers took off from Belarus. The familiar sound pierced the air of the Ukrainian capital as reports came in of further Russian shelling along the front lines in the east. As Russia continues its invasion into Ukraine and prepares for an expected increase in fighting in the Donbas region, some Ukrainian lawmakers are calling for new ways to discourage Russian aggression. Ukrainian Member of Parliament Kira Rudik says that Russian assets around the world must be seized in order to rebuild Ukraine. Rudik's comments come as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited wounded soldiers and doctors yesterday at a hospital in the town of Mykolaiv. In Kyiv, Trey Inkst, Fox News.
An upscale supermarket chain says inflation is moderating, so food producers should be charging less.
Whole Foods is asking its suppliers to lower prices. The supermarket chain owned by Amazon wants to bring down prices of packaged groceries as companies' costs start to decline. The Wall Street Journal reviewed a recording of a meeting where a Whole Foods executive said its customers are weighing the impacts of inflation on their choices. Research firm Placer AI says foot traffic to Whole Foods stores decreased about 8% at the end of last year. Kroger and Albertsons have experienced declines too, while discount grocers Aldi and Trader Joe's saw business increase. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today announced plans to block state colleges from having programs on diversity, equity and inclusion, and critical race theory. The Republican governor debuted proposals as part of a larger higher education legislative package that's expected to be taken up by the GOP-controlled State House when its regular session begins in March. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.